More than two decades ago, policymakers in Turkey began implementing a series of programs and initiatives designed to better tap the economic potential of that country. Focusing on fundamental legislation, key policy reform, and targeted social interventions, the country began a major economic and social transformation that continues to this day. This undertaking has allowed the country to become the 18th largest economy in the world, with an annual GDP rate hovering around $11,000 and total economic output of approximately $800 billion. With the country now approaching the threshold of high income status and the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Republic arriving in 2023, the country has now set even more ambitious goals for this next period of transition. But with the opening of this new chapter comes new challenges for the country. Martin Raser, World Bank Country Director for Turkey and lead author of the new report, Turkey's Transitions, Integration, Inclusion, Institutions, joins us to discuss some of the challenges and opportunities Turkey faces going forward.
The important part really of this book is to try and summarize the lessons of a success story of globalization for the benefit of other countries that are trying to emulate what Turkey has achieved. So Turkey has become an internationally integrated emerging market economy. Few people appreciate that back in the 1970s, Turkey was about as closed as the former communist bloc. And now Turkey is internationally integrated. Its share in the global trade has increased threefold since the 1970s. So this is a big change. And then domestically, this was paralleled by a dramatic shift from a predominantly agrarian economy to an economy dominated by manufacturing and services. And in line with that, if in the 1970s and 80s, the vast majority of people would be born in the village, today 75% of the population are living in urban agglomerations.
What are some of the driving forces behind this transition?
So the big driving forces were first in the beginning of the 1980s, the opening up of the economy, trade liberalization, the unification of the currency, then capital account liberalization. Then in the mid-1990s, the agreement of a customs union with the European Union that intensified the economic integration of Turkey with European production networks, brought in increasing amounts of foreign direct investment, and led to the modernization of Turkish manufacturing. And then perhaps the third very important turning point was the macroeconomic stabilization and banking and financial sector restructuring program launched in 2001, which together with the then intensified EU accession process led to fundamental institutional reforms as well as to a big shift in fiscal resources towards improved public services, which have really given an additional boost to Turkey's socioeconomic transformation in the last decade and a half.
Policymakers in Turkey have set some ambitious goals for the country in the lead up to the 100th anniversary of the founding of the country. What must the country do better in order to bring about these desired results?
At the center of the challenge for Turkey to move into the high-income country category is the reform of the country's institutions. These are things like, you know, the public procurement system, the rule of law, the degree of accountability and transparency within the public sector, the quality of regulatory institutions, the quality of other types of institutions, intergovernmental fiscal relations, etc. Now, obviously, there are other facets of this transformation. Technologically, Turkey needs to move from being a mid-tech to a high-tech economy. In the area of labor markets, Turkey needs to create an awful lot of jobs because it has a young population, but it also needs to create better jobs with higher skill content, and that means it needs to invest in education. So those are some of the reflections of that fundamental transformation that still needs to be completed. But at the heart of it is really the need to lay the institutional foundations of a high-income economy. We've also realized that, you know, you never can stop still. You can never, in a sense, to maintain these achievements, to safeguard them, to remain an inspiration for other countries, you need to also address your challenges. You need to talk both about the achievements and about the challenges. You can't understand the nature of the challenges without understanding the nature of the achievements, but you can sustain the achievements if you don't address the challenges.
For more information, please visit www.worldbank.org www.bensound.com/turkey. Music provided by bensound.com. www.bensound.com.